You are on the line with Dean Beck.
One of Melbourne's most important community organisations is celebrating 20 years. The convener of RLF Melbourne, Michael Bunnett, joins me in the studio. Welcome.
Dean, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for coming in today. Now, tell us a little bit about RLF Melbourne and why does the Jewish community need an LGBTI organisation?
Well, that's a great question. And look, RLF formed in 1995. In fact, it was the organisation, the very organisation that helped me on my journey with my sexuality as a closeted young man dealing with the world and everything around sexuality and being in denial.
It's a big question, but how is the Jewish community's reaction to gay and lesbian people? I have always thought that they were pretty open and understanding.
Look, it depends where you are within that very dynamic and broad community. I mean, you could be coming from a very modern upbringing where people deal with sexuality as just a normal part of life, and other parts of the Jewish community, the word sex is taboo. Just to talk about sex, you can't even talk about whatever sex is. So, you know, there's a whole spectrum of level of acceptance.
Of modern and very, very conservative.
Absolutely, yeah. And so my household growing up, it was, you know, a relatively accepting environment, but I didn't know how to talk about sexuality. Religion wasn't a huge burden on my life coming out, but dealing with my sexuality was a challenge for me, and I found this group, RLF Melbourne, was a safe place for me to actually approach to talk about my sexuality.
Community is very profound within the Jewish culture, isn't it?
It is.
So putting something like RLF as its own little community, that must be very valuable as well.
It is. In fact, the Jewish community has come from, in many parts, the European lived experience of small communities or small villages, and so I guess they've always had to fend for themselves in many ways, and so that has sort of transferred over to Melbourne, and so the community itself likes to be self-sufficient in many ways, and there was this need to do things in a Jewish way that had that language, the vernacular around Jewish culture and Jewish lifestyle. And whilst the organisation per se isn't a religious organisation, it is actually sort of attuned to the cultural and religious sensitivities of the individual.
Understanding and sensitive to it. What's the orthodox position on gay and lesbian people?
Well, look, the position is sort of the standard biblical take from Leviticus, where two men shouldn't have sex like a man and a woman does, and then there's the interpretation on top of that, and I guess that more applies to the male experience than the female experience. Mm. It doesn't really sort of delve into what happens between two women.
Over the years, RLF has done some tremendous advocacy work, but I guess its most important value is that sense of just being there for those who need to connect to like people that understand.
Yeah, look, there are a number of ways that people have engaged with us, and one of them is just knowing that there's some organisation there. Whilst they wanted to remain anonymous, they did want to be on our mailing list because it gave them that sort of sense of safety.
Right.
Yeah, and so they couldn't identify themselves because of issues to do with their family and community, but in many ways we do provide that place for people to come and have an afternoon tea and watch a movie, or you know, have a schmooze and you know, talk about whatever's happening.
Is it a way for people outside of the Jewish community to connect to the Jewish community? Sometimes you need someone to do that introduction.
It bridges.
I mean politicians or whatever.
We've been a vital bridge in both ways for people within the Jewish community to access queer, LGBTI, and similarly from outside the Jewish community to say, well, I want to know a bit more about the experience of people who are Jewish and have a diverse sexuality or gender identity.
What do you do in the building, extending that, building bridges between other faiths, including the Muslim community?
Oh, well, look, you know, this has been, for me personally, I was on the committee of the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council formed in 2003. And through that, there was all the various cultural and faith groups came together where we tried to open that conversation around various communities and how they go forward. And I have to say that, in fact, the Jewish community, through recently the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, which previously I'd been quite critical, have led the way, or are leading the way within that faith and sort of cultural community space by standing up to homophobia quite publicly and having a symposium recently on the diverse, you know, LGBTIQ experience within the Jewish community. And I have to say that that's quite amazing, that level of support. And I think it sets the way for other communities to follow and,
it's important
and
work.
Build on that and yeah. say, look, we are, and other communities that don't have those conversations happening will say, well, you know, this community's done it. We could follow in their footsteps.
You're celebrating 20 years
yes.
and you're hoping to put together a documentary. Tell us a little bit about that and how we can help.
Look, this is an exciting project that we're doing at the moment, and it's quite a new concept for us, but we want to capture 20 years of our history and the achievements, the people, the places we've been to. We're doing it through an Indiegogo crowdfunder website, and the details are on our webpage. You've got the link to that, which give out.
Yes, I do. We'll finish with that. Yep.
Yeah. We're hoping to. We got a grant from the Glen Iris City Council of $3,300 for this project, and they have confidence in our ability to do this. We're working with YouthWorks to produce the video for us, a wonderful video production company that does great work with young kids. And the video hopefully will go for at least 10 to 15 minutes if we can raise enough money. I know it's not a long time, but it costs a lot to make these productions.
Yeah, it sure does.
We want to do a whole bunch of interviews with people from within the Jewish community and, of course, people within the queer community who have helped us along the way through Pride March and all the wonderful celebrations of life, queer culture, supportive schools within the Jewish community and youth groups within the Jewish community that have come along with us on that journey.
Excellent. Well, you can help support the production of that documentary celebrating 20 years of Aleph by going to their website, alef.org.
A-L-E-P-H.
A-L-E-F. Did I just say F?
Yeah.
A-L-E-P-H. I saw P-H and I wrote P-H and I said F. A-L-E-P-H.org.au. Michael Barnett, convener of Aleph Melbourne. Thank you very much for joining us on the line.
Thanks, Dean.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.